You know, we're taught in our catechisms, we're taught find the good, the true, and the beautiful, and surround yourselves with those wherever you are able. And that's a pretty good secret to a happy life. Good, true, and the beautiful.
Well, we're like steel cages now, aren't we? We're in like animals in steel cages, but we're surrounded by steel technology. And no one goes outside anymore. I mean, just to some, and I say if you live in the city, get a pot of plant, you know? Get a bird for inside.
get a cat. Plant.
But I mean, well, no, there's true. There's something about nature, and we're not built for the way we're living our lives today. And I think it's become amazingly. I think our founding fathers would be like in awe, but also it could be extraordinarily detrimental. We in these computer. These games that kids play. I mean, I don't know. It's all just very, it can be very, very detrimental.
Well, I concur, and I'm glad to hear that you've joined the fight, folks. Janine Turner, her daily podcast is called God on the Go. Now, again, if you'd like to sign up for it, as Janine said, she can deliver it to your email or your text. Text as a text message every day. You can find her on Facebook if you're on Facebook, Janine Turner fan page, I believe. You also have JanineTurner.com, correct?
I do, and there's a button there somewhere. I wish to sign up for letters, and that, what that means is you can sign up for the God on the Go as well. And I try to get it out there. You know, it's a modern technology, so see, I'm not all anti-modern technology, but there needs to be a balance. And I'm glad my great-grandfather has his works put in a book. You know, he was quite the wizard for each day. He was an eccentric inventor, and he invented wings for man that are now the Smithsonian. And he was a writer himself, so it's kind of fun that I could do that for him. And these obscure people that he has in his book with these amazing quotes, I actually do a little bio of each person in the quote. Well, Juliet helped me this at Christmas find the bios, but she did the layout, but. And you know, it's so you can kind of learn who these brilliant people were at the same time. I'm always about learning. I'm reading an amazing book right now called Socrates to Start by Samuel Stump. I was doing some front porch philosophy videos for a while. I'll go back to it probably in the springtime. But oh my gosh, it's just a fabulous book. Everyone should read it. Everyone should be involved in philosophy because it makes us think.
Well, just so you'll know, and I know you got to go. Here on the Crusade channel, platform that I started when Sirius XM escorted me out the door, we have every Wednesday night, we have Philosophia of Perennis. We teach St. Thomas of Aquinas philosophy every Wednesday.
I just finished a chapter on St. Thomas Aquinas.
Well, there you
go. Of course, I'm a St. Augustine. I love St. Augustine. St. Augustine is more Plato. I'm more Plato than Aristotle.
Well, okay. My patron saint is St. Augustine.
Okay, good. Oh, is that how it says? Is it Augustine and I say Augustine? That's terrible. Is it Augustine?
I didn't know that. It was a gentle
correction.
Gentle correction.
Sorry. Saint, I didn't know that.
St. Augustine is grass. St. Augustine is...
that's when I am a rancher. It's Augustine.
Yes.
I didn't know that. Are you a Catholic?
I am. So
you know, I'm a Protestant, but I really want to start doing the rosary. I think that'd be a great way to meditate.
I tell you what, the real Maggie O'Connell that you just talked to makes rosaries. She'll make you one.
Really?
Tell her what color. I am. If I'm lying, she's in the other room screaming, let me make one. Let me make one.
Tell her I'd love one.
I will get with your assistant and get a mail-in or a shipping address, and she will make one for you, and she will even send you the card on how to pray it.
Oh, my gosh, that'd be great, because I listen to a Catholic priest every night to go to sleep. He has a wonderful voice, and he's just so profound, and he's actually a friend of mine, Monsignor Fisher. He has a Pastoral Reflections Institute.
I know Monsignor Fisher.
Do you know Monsignor?
I know of him. I haven't met him, but I know of him. That is well. I tell you, Janine, you start praying the Holy Rosary and get you know, Socrates and Saint Augustine and all that are all great. By the way, Saint Augustine,
you like
City of God, City of Man, the two principal works that everyone ought to read, because you, if you want to see the difference between the good and the way it ought to be or could be and the bad, that's one thing. But start praying that rosary, seriously. The Blessed Mother will reward you in ways that I could not describe now, but you will know it when the reward starts to come. So we will send you, the fake Maggie O'Connell will send the real Maggie O'Connell a rosary. This has been great. You should come once a month and you should promote what it is that you've gotten in your podcast and keep... And then update us on your journey, as you say, on your site.
I will. I'll do that. Keep calling you soon.
That sounds good. Everybody, she is Janine Turner, the one and only. Janine, as always, thank you for your time. I will look forward to speaking with you very soon, and look for that package to arrive in mere days.
I cannot.
You're very welcome. All right. That's Janine Turner, everybody. Janine, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
You're very welcome.